back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. You know, in a separate incident in March, a group of teenagers was accused of carjacking an elderly woman in New Orleans and dragged her down the street for more than a block, causing injuries that led to her death. An officer said that when police arrived at the scene, they found the victim lying on the ground, unresponsive, and suffering from her arm being dismembered from her body. In May, an elderly man in Texas was shot and killed by a group of teenagers. They were harassing him. They got to the corner right behind me. They were messing with him. The elderly victim swung his cane at them, trying to get him back. Lieutenant J.P. Harleksa of the Houston Police Department said at the time. Meanwhile, in November, a woman was charged in connection with the death of an elderly man in Staten Island, New York, who was found deceased with a touch little girl's written across his chest. You know, let me ask you, Connor, you're a young guy, man. Do you see or have you seen young people, just wayward young people? You know, there's something going on, right? I mean, they feel like they're not, that people don't care for them. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I do.
So what is that, man?
I mean, it's, I just think it's like, you know, I mean, personally, it's like, I think it's what you were talking about before the break, how, you know, some people are born in situations where they have family and they have a support structure and some people aren't, you know? I think that really affects it the most. And I think also just having a place where, like, young people can go and get that direction is important. A lot of people don't have that. And that's a problem, I think, with every generation, you know? And I think ours is probably more exacerbated by social media, making it so more self-aware of all of our negative traits and things, because we see other people and see people of many different generations and people our age doing such fantastical things, you know, constantly. Whereas previous generations, it was like that wasn't as common, besides like a child star, but that was it, you know.
You know, man. You know, I created a nonprofit, for those who don't know, six, seven months ago, that addresses these issues.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we've got 200 boys, 10 to 15 years old, from the Central City, who struggle, who don't have a man in their lives. And as we speak now, we're in week four of a camp that we have Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to noon, with working with these kinds of young boys.
Yeah.
And we put money in their pockets. And because somehow when we were younger, we didn't, there was more society support of young people and more families, structures that were strong and solid.
Yeah, and it was also easier for younger people to become more independent quicker.
Yes.
Like, it was easier for a young person to get a job, save some money,
purchase
a house. Like, that's really difficult, and it's been difficult for the past, ever since the recession.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. You're very bright and astute young man, but we have a society that dismisses these young people as if they're not worthy and as if their lives don't have value. And the more we ignore what those young people are up against and what they face, the more we are creating this kind of a person, right?
Yeah.
Because they struggle and nobody seems to care. Excuse me. And people are wondering, what are they doing out on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning? Well, if they were born in the right environment,
yeah,
and the right families, they wouldn't be out to 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be somebody who says, stop, whoa, wait a minute. You're not leaving here. And that had to happen at very younger ages. We as a society have throwaway children in this society. And again, it goes back to whether or not we can afford to do what's right and what needs to be done. And what needs to be done is they need to create places where, you know, homes where children can go and their lives be cultivated. Because if you don't do something to give kids hope and direction and guidance when they're young, then why is everybody so surprised when a 16-year-old has a gun? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I feel like right now we invest so much money in the public education, but the problem with the education system is that it's directly for, I mean, it was designed to make it so kids can learn how to operate in the corporate space, right?
Right.
Like even down to going to class, being at a certain place at a certain time, having different clubs, having different electives. It's not just like a general space where kids can get guidance from individuals that can teach them how to, you know, function as an adult. You know, those things aren't funded across the country, like a general program, like a general, let's say, supportive adult rearing program. It's all focused on trying to learn specific tasks to work, to either go to school or work at a company, which is not, some kids, like, to succeed in school, that has a lot to do with what we were talking about earlier, your family, your environment. If you don't have those things, then being able to wake up, eat breakfast, go to school, concentrate in class, right, learn these things, that's never going to happen, right? We instead put general funding and lots of funding into the process, but we don't do it, and we don't put that funding into the environment.
Man, you are so ahead of your time and right with the assessment of what's going on. The times and the way children are educated has not changed
at all,
and it hasn't changed in my lifetime. And I remember well when I was a kid, all the way from kindergarten all the way through, and they're still trying to do the exact same thing today. And here it is 50 years later for me, and they're still trying to do the same thing. And it's not working.
Yeah.
Okay. And everybody's not the same. Everybody's not going to look at the life from the same perspective. And we've got to do the things that they do in Russia and China and other places. They look at children individually and they say, hey, wait a minute. By the time kids get to be 12, 14 years of age, they look and they see Connor's got all of this talent and all of these different things and all these gifts. And let's put Connor on a track that Connor will be able to be successful in.
Yeah.
But then there's Joe, who doesn't have the same talents and the gifts that Connor has, although all of us have gifts, but they don't have the gifts that Connor has. And they need to start focusing on, well, what do we do with Joe? What is Joe good at? Mm-hmm. And start directing Joe. Everybody's not going to the university.
Exactly.
Right?
And okay. Making it so you can just get a decent standard of like a livable wage.
Well, yes.
It. That's the biggest problem, right? Because a lot of kids go to school because they're like, well, I have to be able to, because I can't make a living wage off of working at Starbucks or something.
Right.
I need to get higher education. But like that requires investment. And even if you get a job that pays salary, right, you're still in tons of debt.
Yeah.
So it's like, and it could be something that you didn't even want to do in the first
place. Well, we got to stop trying to make it cookie cutter and that everybody's going to college. They're not. Okay? And college is not the answer for everybody. You know, when I see kids, and I've been in the schools the last 12 years, and I see kids and they're seniors and they're getting ready to graduate and it's June and they're getting ready to graduate, and I say, hey, what are you going to do with your life? Oh, I'm going to college. I said, oh, you are. You've done nothing. Nobody's led you or given you direction and guidance all these years for you to be able to get ready and plan to go to college. And here it is. You're a senior now, and you're getting ready to be done, and you think you're going to college. All of that has to change, right, man? Mm-hmm. And if we're gonna make inroads and stop these kinds of things, our way of thinking with education has to change. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just making it so people can give value and make money a lot easier.
Right.
A lot of things, like, it's really easy to learn like a lot of skills using the internet.
Right.
And there are lots of courses that people can take. So if there's just a way to convert that into, you know, someone being able to gain value to take care of themselves really easily versus now where you have to invest 10 years to become a medical professional, you know,
so,
or 10 years to go into law.
So, look, we got to run. But you know what I think, man? You know what I think?
What's up?
Connor for president. Yay! Listen, we got to go. Thank you, man, as always, man. It's really good having you around, young man. Got to go. 844-9. Oh, what am I talking about? We're leaving.
Yeah.
I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Peace.